The August primary, and I don't think I'm talking out of school when I say this, was a little bit bumpy.
Yes.
You had 100,000 absentee ballots requested that went unvoted. You had a mail house that was supposed to send out, some applications, and they didn't get sent out. So the clerks had to take up that slack. What lessons did you learn in your office? What did you guys learn from the primary that you're going to apply to the general?
Well, we did pretty much create the system on the fly, and we did mail things out centrally, thinking that that would take the burden off of the local officials who were not equipped to do it at the time. I think centrally mailing things was difficult. We have so many different ballots in Connecticut, so it took longer than we thought it would. I think we were much better this time. All the applications are now out. And I think people are more familiar with it too. I think during the primary, it was all new to people. We only usually get about 5% of people who vote absentee ballot, and mostly because they're out of town. This time, people were just flummoxed by the whole thing. It's so complicated in Connecticut. You have to mail the application, then you
Right.
fill it out, then you have to mail it back, then they have to mail you your ballot, then you have to mail that back. We have over 500 different ballot types in Connecticut, so you have to get all that right. So what did we learn? We learned that it's probably easier to do some of this from the local level and just pay them the money to be able to make it
Well,
happen.
I think I saw in one of the newspapers, I think it was The Current, I think they said 57% this time of the ballots submitted were of the absentee variety. Is that the sort of number you understand?
No, it was actually 67% from the primary. So think about that. That's a huge increase over what we normally get, more than tenfold. So that's the only problem we really have in Connecticut is we're not used to doing this volume
Right.
of absentee ballots. And we also do everything hyper-local. We have 169 mostly small towns, and every one of them has to manage all this. And it's much easier if you do it centrally, like most other states do.
We were talking off air. I mean, there are potentially mistakes in some of these ballots. You probably saw quite a few mistakes in the primaries that I heard you say you're expecting not to see this time. But you do have to, you can't just take those outer envelopes and throw them away. I'm right about
Well,
that,
that's
correct?
right. We have to make sure we can retrace some of this. I mean, sometimes ballots will come in and they'll be in an inner envelope. And let's say, for example, someone forgot to sign that inner envelope.
Right.
Well, most clerks will take the time to actually call that person and say, you know what, you didn't sign your inner envelope, it won't be counted, and give them a chance to do what we call cure the ballot. So if you're going to do that for everyone, obviously, if you have 30,000 people
Got to
voting
find it.
just in Stamford alone, they're expecting 30,000 absentee ballots. So this
Right.
becomes a much more complicated process if you're going to keep all those checks and balances.
So when we talk about opening up that outer envelope, I mean, you've got to take the time to categorize
Right.
which is
Right.
another time-consuming process that people aren't considering.
That's right. And you have to have a place to keep them. So all these details matter in this situation. And that's the other reason that we didn't allow them to open the inner envelope and take the ballots out in advance of election day. We still will do all that work on election morning. We'll do it a little earlier this year, 6 a.m. But that's why we don't want to have a chain of custody for the ballots. Once they're opened and separated from that envelope, you really can't trace them at all.
Well, all right, so we will end on the question that you spend your entire life answering right now, I'm sure. And I think you know what that question is. Why should people have confidence that this is all going to work and that their ballots are going to be counted the way they're intended to be counted?
I think everything we've been discussing, Connecticut, we have never had those kinds of problems here. Now, granted, we've only had 5% of the people getting absentee ballots, but we have a very complicated but effective system of counting absentee ballots. So people should not be concerned about that. We're just doing it. It might take us a little longer, but we're going to honor all those protections. And, our lists are really pretty good. Once in a while, we'll have a problem, but most of them are caught. And it's all done at the local level, which, as we've been discussing, is both a good thing and a bad thing sometimes. It's harder to do things centrally, but on the other hand, you've got people right on the ground who are watching all this. And so I think that's a great protection for your ballot. I think in Connecticut, you can be sure your ballot's going to get counted here. We're going to wait till every last person who's eligible to vote and has gotten their ballot in by 8 o'clock is going to get to vote.